Allow yourself to know God's glory. When they say God, they're referring to God consciousness. So we want to remember that we are our linear self, our higher self, our I am presence, all at the same time, all continuous. So when we allow for God consciousness to rule, to take over, we're not giving up anything. What we're doing is we're surrendering to our divine self. We're surrendering to our divine light. We're surrendering to our divine witness and power. So I'm thinking everyone liked that last word, power. So this is where we open up to our sacred flame. We open up to heaven above. In other words, we all took on this lower state of consciousness, and we seem to have been living a fairly productive, enjoyable, linear life, somewhat. And so what's occurring now is there is an urgency, there is a vibrational push for love to reign. And it's really obvious, because without love, there's just going to be continual decay. There's just going to be continual sorrow, conflict, you know, destruction. So the more that we can take a stand, when they're saying take a stand, it's not just continuing in the linear thought mind stream and just trying to, maybe improve your linear life slightly. It's really opening up and taking a stand for heaven on earth. And so when they're saying that, there is this pulsation of love. I mean, it's God consciousness, but God consciousness is love. And this is the beat of the new tomorrow. In other words, this is what's creating the new life. This is what's creating the new scenery. This is what's creating our new existence on earth. So we're staying in on earth. We're not ascending into other atmospheres, but we're going to be vibrating and a new allowance at a new holiness. So when they're saying holiness, they wanted me to stop. Holiness being in alignment with our whole self rather than the limited, small, linear thoughts constantly going. And so when we allow ourselves to be given, as we allow ourselves to be graced, as we allow ourselves to be secured at last in our new station, we all wake up to God's glory. Again, God being our God self, our holy self, our holy recognition. So this is the true holy matrimony. So the more that we can take a heart, but I'm gonna say have a heart. But again, the heart is our sacred heart. The heart is our heart that is beating to a new sequencing, that is beating to a new consent, that is beating to a new ascension, it's like in our midst, and it's gathering strength, it's gathering alliance, it's gathering brilliance, it's gathering our homecoming nectar sincere. So this is ongoing, waiting for us to cross over. So in other words, if we still stay focused on the linear thought mind stream, focused on separation consciousness, all this new wonderful advice can be offered, but we're going to stay clear of it. We're not going to hear it because we're not affirming, we're not recognizing, we're not submitting to what we're entitled to. So that whole submitting thing gets really a bad rap. But when you think about like Joshua and his disciples, comes from discipline. So this is where they're asking us for a little bit more discipline in honoring the lighted path. So the lighted path, as we've been discussing, it's gonna have a heart-centered consciousness. It's gonna have a heart-centered glow. It may not be your first triggered response. So in other words, I got to protect myself, I've got to stand up for myself, I've got to tell them a thing or two. So that may be what first kind of fumbles out. And they're saying fumbles out because we've really been driving blind. But as we wake up to our sacred knowing, as we wake up to our sunshine, as we wake up to our holy ascended allowance, then there's room for movement, there's room for joy, there's room for advancement, because we're waking up to love certainty. So allow yourself to receive grace of your new beginning, of your transfer of faith, of your, they keep saying kingdom come, kingdom come. It sounds a little churchy to me, so I kind of like hesitate to repeat that. But in essence, this is what we're doing. So when we think of masters that we know and love that have opened up to God consciousness, that have brought the kingdom of heaven to earth in terms of how they experience it, they're not the only ones to open up and come on board. So in other words, this is what the ascension is. This is what 5D consciousness is that we're simply traveling to a new extension of self. It's so important we understand that, because there's still a lot of us that are afraid to let go. Like we're really very much into control, and understandably, because you got all this like dark forces going and things from childhood of family of origin going, whatever. And so we kind of had to like grit our teeth and hold on strong and find some kind of safety, even if it keeps us in the dark, it's safety for now. So just imagine like you're getting into a boat, a car, a plane or whatever, and it's a little rocky. So you just grab on to what's nearest. You just grab on and it's like, this will protect me, this will work. And so that's actually not where you're next provided. That's not your holy seat. That's where you simply adjusted first. So if you can receive that and understand that, that there's more to you to discover, there's more to you to be had, there's more to you to be graced upon, there's more of you to be received. So when we talk about surrendering, there go those lovely blue orbs. When we talk about surrendering and submitting, we're submitting to our God self, the truth of self. And they're saying, that's not scary at all. Like, in other words, it's just what was due us all along. What was due us all along. So allow yourselves to receive light and true self-discovery. Self-discovery is I'm receiving, I'm discovering more of myself. So receive the golden light that is your divine inheritance. So when I'm receiving everyone's just bathing in this light, bathing in this higher circumstance. And so again, we create out of our consciousness. And so when we offer our consciousness to heaven, meaning offering it to the light, now we're aglow. So we're not creating out of separation consciousness, we're creating out of God consciousness. And so as we take ourselves back, again, this is so important. This is not new. This is simply returning to the truth of us that's been true all along that we have been avoiding. In other words, well-meaning parents, teachers, society trains us to just look at a small part of the truth of self. And it's actually not even the truth of self. It's the false self. But we, having that creative ability, follow and come into alignment. But here's the thing, it's like as you will follow that, you can follow the next step and the next and the next. So remember, when you first got into the ride, you just grabbed the nearest seat and held on for security. And so now that we're growing, now that we're awakening, now that we can stretch out a little bit, we're kind of looking around. Is this the most favorable seat I can be sitting in? Do I really need to stay clenched fist? Do I really need to hold on tight? Or can I relax and surrender into my divinity, into my divine light, into my stardom? So receive that divine light now. Receive your divinity at last. And so you don't intellectually have to understand what that means. It's simply a willingness to be shown, to be escorted, to be provided. So it's a willingness to let go of the way you've been functioning previously, the way that it works, but it doesn't really work. And so, yes, I'm willing to start again. I'm willing to take a chance on my higher vicinity, on my higher value. And so when we offer that for ourselves, changes can occur like that. In other words, we no longer need to follow linear time. We don't need to do things of the dark ages. We can do things simply through alignment, simply through new discovery within. So when they talk about the unified field, it's like all there. I mean, it's all there waiting for us to sync up to, waiting for us to agree to. So if you just want to make it good for yourself, even just in walking through this life that you're leading, it's like, why wouldn't you want more? Why wouldn't you want the highest vibrational reality that is available for you? So this is what we're learning to provide for ourselves. This is what we're learning to say yes to. This is what we're learning to see. Again, seeing in spiritual sight. So when we see it in spiritual sight, when we agree with it, to it in spiritual sight, it takes notice, because then we're always creating. So now we're no longer creating out of the lower value. We're creating from our heart. We're created from our light itself. We're creating from our new creation of new beginnings in the alignment of the stardom of love. So allow yourselves to take note. It's sort of like, you know, marking the page. It's like, yep, I was on page 47 when I was reading this book. So when they say take note, you're taking note of the frequency. You're taking note of the light. And when they say take note, what they really mean is agree, register, consent, because this is your new normal. This is where you're starting anew. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.